close your eyes. Close your eyes and straighten your spine. And just take a couple minutes to adjust your posture. Chin is slightly in, shoulders are down, palms are up on your lap. And let's observe the breathing. Just observe, nothing to change. Just air is coming in and coming out through your nostril or through your mouth. Let's imagine the long straight line is coming down from far above your head. You can think that that line is coming down from heaven. And the tip of the line touches the top of your head, very smoothly get into your head. And try to feel this line, which goes down in the center of your body. It's a very gentle line. And in the center of your neck bone, and into the backbone, and you may feel that your body is somehow lifted, gently pull upward, and gently but firmly grounded. Line goes down in the center of the bone, the backbone, and out from the tailbone and keeps going down and down through the floor. Into the ground. You are using your inner eye. The light knows where to reach. To the all the way to the center. So now your inner eye accepts the line which came down from heaven and reached to the center of the universe. Through your body, your inner eyes sees everything. The line, your body, and all the space around. So I said that deny looks, but it more like accept. Accept everything, everywhere. Inner eye does not select what to see. That's huge difference from physical eyes, which is so limited. So this way of looking we want to keep wide open. Accept everything, anything. And by accepting this line, by looking, accepting your body, you are obviously much bigger than your body. Your consciousness is unlimited when you use inner eye. I said inner eye, and I can also say the mind eye, because your mind is unlimited. Your mind is not trapped in your body. Mind is unlimited. There is no boundary. Since you do not have boundary, you cannot define your mind, your own mind, or his mind, or her mind. Your mind, you extend everywhere, expanding, extending everywhere, nothing else. There is non-difference. Since there is no boundary, Are you comfortable? Pay attention to your feelings and sensations. Are you comfortable without boundary? Are you irritated? Or are you peaceful? Whatever you feel, just accept. Just acknowledge. Here, in this consciousness, nothing happens because it's same everywhere, no difference. You cannot differentiate one thing from another, right? In this consciousness, I like you to invite someone, anyone. Your friend, your loved one, anyone. Just to think about that person. Actually, can you think about that person? Different from you? If you can, that means you have a boundary. But it's okay. If you can think about someone different from you, even it's not You cannot imagine that the concrete figure, but vague, but someone, some kind of shape. Then I like you to see the line from the heaven, the similar line you accept to your body. I like to imagine the long straight line coming down from far above and tip of the line enter to the top of the person or figure and goes down. And out from that person, and the line goes down and down through the floor into the ground and finally reaches the same spot your line connected. Your line, that person's line, is firmly connected at the same spot. Your line and this person's line came down from the same place, which is heaven. If you can acknowledge that, maybe shape will slowly disappear in your consciousness. Figure disappears, dissolve into your consciousness. If somehow you still see the shape or figure, maybe your thoughts becomes the boundary. Your thoughts about that person, your feelings toward that person, keeps the boundary line so do not fight with your thoughts, just observe. Again, observe the line penetrating the figure. and the line. Penetrating you as well. Two lines came down from the same place. Two lines ended up the same spot. And you are looking, you are accepting those lines. Mind eyes are wide open all the time. Mind eye does not judge, does not separate one from another. Just accept as it is, out there. This way of looking in every way, in everything, sees a changeless, in changing form. See the truth behind appearances. With this way of looking, or accepting the oneness, know the peace. Knows the true joy and happiness, because peace, joy, happiness are unlimited. You cannot enclose happiness. You cannot squeeze a piece into the shape. You just cannot do. Freedom, peace, joy, happiness, love too, does not have shape, does not have a boundary. Let's forgive our perception. Let it go. And accept perception of mind. Let go of physical perception. Physical eye cannot look, it is so limited. The mind I can see everywhere and everything behind and beyond appearances. Forgiveness offers everything I want. Forgiveness offers everything I want. This idea is from A Course in Miracles workbook lessons 122. Please keep this idea in your mind and use your mind eye. And ask the help. Since we do not know how to use it yet, all we know, we don't see well. Our perception is very limited. Forgiveness offers everything I want. Put your head down slowly and come out from the meditation.
Healing clinic. It is your first time?
Yes.
Oh, good. Now after this meditation right away, okay, we do the healing. It's a short healing, and healers come to you. We okay. give you the small papers, and you can fill out the if you have any issues. Or, okay? And just, it's starting. Seven's already starting, and have a time. Stay.
Okay. Here or
here? Oh. And just to turn the chair and facing that way. I ask. The healing is about 10. Each healing is about 10-15 minutes, and you, I think you can listen to the the heat, two short healings today. And after the healing, we just take the paper and pen to the outside. There is a basket. It's a donation base. And please put you up.
Miyoko.
No.